وجود کو نور مقدس حضرت زہرا سے منور فرمائے۔ ایک بار پھر سوال پڑھ جی محمد والے۔ پروردگار عالم ہمارے گناہگار آنکھوں کو زیارت امام زمان نصیب فرمائے۔ بارے دیگر سوال پڑھ جی محمد والے۔ اور اس دعا کے ساتھ کہ پروردگار عالم ہمیں خضوع و خشوع و خلوص اور طہارت ظاہری اور باطنی سے بھرپور ایک ایسی محفل برگزار کرنے کی توفیق عنایت فرمائے جہاں پہ حضرت زہرا تشریف لاتی ہیں۔ ایک بار پھر صلوات پڑھ جی محمد وال محمد۔ بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم۔ الحمد للہ رب العالمین۔ الحمد للہ رب الشہداء الصدیقین۔ الحمد للہ کما ہوا اہل والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین حبیب نبينا وشفيعنا والطبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد۔ اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أعداء الدين، أما بعد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم۔ إذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة۔ صلوات بر محمد وعلى محمد۔ اندر صلوات فار محمد وعلى محمد۔ Like yesterday, inshallah, a portion will be in English and the rest of the speech will be in Urdu. The ayah which I recited is qala rabbuka lil malaika inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed and told the angels, what did he tell? Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. I am going to appoint a vicegerent on earth. The whole problem, the whole discord between the different schools of thought of Islam is mainly, there are two schools of thought. One is Shia or Isna Ashari, and the second one are Ahlul Sunnah. Then all others are sub-branches of these schools of thought. Like Ahl Hadith, Barelvi, Deobandi, all these, they belong to Ahlul Sunnah. And those which follow Ahlul Bayt, mainly they are 12ers or Isna Ashari, who believe in 12 Imams. Then we have got Bukharis and Al-Khanis and all these which come up to the 6th Imam and then they separate from us. But mainly there are two schools of thought. And all the problem, if we summarize that, is upon the vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the problem of the Khalifatullah gets cleared, most of the problem they get cleared. And if we come to this ayah sharifa where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing the angels that I am going to appoint a vicegerent on earth. What did the angels say? Allah, are you going to appoint the one who is going to do bloodshed and mischief on earth? Whereas we praise you and do tasbih for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I know what you don't. Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. Which is not the reply to the question of angels. Just one point. We can talk much more on this ayah sharifa, but just one point. Vicegerent or naib or subordinate. Why is a subordinate needed? Why is a subordinate or vicegerent or naib required? What is the need and requirement? For example, say I came here for majlis and prayers, for example. I can't lead the prayers, I'm not feeling there's some problem. I ask another guy to please lead the prayers instead of me. So he is my subordinate or vicegerent. I am unable to perform my duty, I am not available, and then I appoint a vicegerent. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present all the times, everywhere. Then why is a vicegerent required at all? What is the need and requirement? This is a question for you all. Those who have come on time, this is a question for you. Read the salawat and give me the answer. What is the need and requirement of a vicegerent for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Allah is saying that I am going to appoint a vicegerent on earth. Salawat bar Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. What do you say? Yes? For the guidance of the mankind. Anything else? I'll give an example for the, especially for the university and the college students. They understand this problem of the vicegerent. What is meant by vicegerent? Allah is no doubt present everywhere all the times. But with this example, we'll understand what is the need and requirement of the vicegerent and what are the duties of the vicegerent. Please write another salah for Muhammad wa Allah. We've got electricity is an essential part of our life, all of us. We can't think of living without electricity. We can live without food, we can live without water, we can live without a house, we can live without anything, but not without electricity. Because we need electricity for warm heating. And we need electricity for what else? Charging our mobile phones. We can't live without a mobile phone these days. Yes? We need to heat our car. We need electricity. Hundreds and thousands of things and needs and requirements are fulfilled with electricity. They depend on electricity. Where does this electricity come from? It's a power? Powerhouse. There is a big power generation plant from where this electricity is produced and supplied to the houses where these bulbs and appliances, they start working with that. Just a small question. If we take this bulb and we attach it to the point of the power generation plant, you know, will it switch on or not? No. Will it glow or not? No. Why not?
It cannot sustain the voltage.
Yes. It will burst up. It will not glow. Yeah? What is the reason for that? It is the deficiency of the powerhouse or that power generation plant? Or it is the deficiency of this bulb? Because this bulb has got a limited capacity and a very small capacity. And the power of that power generation plant is much more than the capacity of this bulb. Similarly is the case with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only infinite being in the universe. He's infinite in every sense. His power, his life, his blessings, and his qahr also, his curse, everything is without a limit, infinite. He's infinite in every sense. The power is infinite. La hawla ولا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. They have no power like the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the powers and forces that we see around us, they take the power and force from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I remember there was an article in newspaper that there was a physician, Dr. Abdul Salam, he got a Nobel Prize just because he proved that there are two main forces in the universe. And he was working on that there is only one force. He wanted to prove that there is, he proved it, calculated it, it's with experiments and with logic, that there are only two forces. And he was working on proving that there is only one force. These scientists, if they prove something, no credit goes to them. They don't do anything. They don't make anything. They don't create. They just find out what is there in the universe. So he found out, he came to the conclusion that there are two forces, and he wanted to prove that there is only ultimately scientists if they work. And there's a moment scientists, they will come to know and find out that there is only one force in the universe. So that force, which is infinite, if human being get linked to him directly, as the people say, that we can have a direct link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will happen? What will happen? But we do get linked every day. We do dua. Oh Allah, bless me with a son. Oh Allah, bless me with a good job. Oh Allah, bless me with money. Oh Allah, bless me with this and that. We don't get burst. This is not a link. This is just what we are saying, one-way traffic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever He wanted to reveal anything to the messengers, He used to reveal that through a messenger. Through a messenger of Him was Angel Jibreel Amin. Yes? And then Allah, when He, infinite being of the universe, when He wants to get linked to the mankind, He needs Jibreel, gets linked through Jibreel. How can this small, tiny particle of the universe who don't have like a limit of a particle even, can't be called in this whole galaxies and bunch of galaxies, we can't even call ourselves a particle. How can this directly get linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So what we do in the power generation plant, we put a transformer in between that. What do we call that transformer?
Step down.
No, there's a special name for that. There's a transformer, but we give it a special name. Grid station. Thank you very much. We put a grid station between that power generation plant and the appliances. What does this grid station do? It has got two faces. One face is toward the power generation plant, and the second face is towards the appliances and the bulbs and all these things. The face which is facing the power generation plant has got the capacity to accept that high voltage and high power of the power generation plant, then step it down according to the level and power of that bulb and appliances and supply it to them. This is the duty of the vicegerent and naib of Allah subhanahu, what we call him Khalifatullah. Salawat bar Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. These vicegerents, they are in different forms. Sometimes they are in the form of a Nabi. Sometimes they are in the form of a messenger who get revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes they are in form of an imam. And their basic theme is to guide the mankind according to the teachings and wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we know them as Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. This power grid station, which is in between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mankind. As I said, the power grid station has two faces. One is toward the power plant, the other one is towards the appliances. These personalities, they are faced towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people see that face, they say that they are Allah. People get a misconception because of their lack of knowledge. They start saying that, oh, they are Allah. And when the people say their face towards us, concentrate on that part, they say they are ordinary people like us. Neither they are like us, nor they are like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are a link between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mankind. Salat bar Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Between the creator and the creation, to downgrade that high voltage and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pass it on to the mankind. And as the revelation we see that Hazrat Adam was created as a prophet first, Nabi. Prophets are of two types. One is the Nabi who just passes on the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he doesn't get any revelation. There are different ways of guidance for a Nabi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Adam, the first creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the mankind, was created as a teacher, as a guide, as a doctor, as a curer for the mankind. Allah didn't leave the human race without a teacher, because if Allah leaves the mankind without a teacher and a guide and a doctor, tomorrow mankind can say, "Oh Allah, I was your creation. How would I have known what to do and what not to do?" So Allah created the teacher first, the guardian first, the guide first, the Nabi first, and then he created the children of Adam who were supposed to get guidance from Hazrat Adam. And Hazrat Adam was Nabi. No revelation, Jibreel as revelation never used to come to Hazrat Adam. From Adam till Nuh, there was a sequence and a line of Anbiya. Those Nabis, those messengers, they used to guide the mankind and elevate the mental level and way of thinking of the mankind as a whole. And then at the time of Hazrat Nuh, the mental level of the mankind reached a stage that now they needed a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first revelation started with Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Then there used to be a sequence and series of revelation. For example, a Nabi, he brings a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes like Torah, like Zabur, like Injil, which are in the Old Testament and New Testament. Sometimes they used to be small booklets. And after that revelation, what used to happen, that there used to be a series of Anbiya who used to guide the mankind according to that revelation. This used to happen. And the system, this system continued till Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Recite salawat of Muhammad wa alayhi. At the time of Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the holy book of Quran, "Iz ibtila Ibrahim rabbuhu bi kalimatin fa tammahunna." We tried Ibrahim in different things and he passed those trials to the best possible level. Fa tammahunna. Then Allah says he was a prophet, Nabi, and he was a Rasul also. He used to get revelations. After that, he was tried in different things, and you know what were those things? Like, he didn't have a son. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the message that Allah wants to give you a son. He said, "Oh Allah, I was young, my wife was young, and I was not blessed with a son. Now I'm old, like for example, 70, 80 years, wife being 70 years or something like that." No. And Allah said, "Nothing is difficult for me." He blessed him with a son in that old age when nobody could think of having a son. And when Allah gave him a son, again the trials start. See the trials of a mu'min. Mu'min can't live without a trial. On every step, on every breath, there is a trial for a mu'min. This world is a place of trial for a mu'min. It's like a jail for a mu'min. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And whosoever is not mu'min, everything is open. Do whatever you feel like. Their hands are open to do whatever they feel like. No problem for them. But a mu'min, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And that's why I think Mawla Ali says that when he get that sword on his forehead, what he said, "Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba." By the Rabb of Kaaba, I passed the trial. I'm the one who has passed the trial. Because life is ending, and all my life nothing was there which was except obedience to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat bar Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So Hazrat Ibrahim was tried. Then what gift Allah gives him? Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. I am going to appoint you as an imam, as a leader for the mankind. See, now three posts are clear here in this ayah sharifa. One is a Nabi, one is a Rasul, the messenger, and the third one is Imam. Why? Because the time is ending. The message is coming to a conclusion. Message, there was a time that the message started, that was an initial. See, people do usually ask a question that why there are differences when Torah, Zabur, the Old Testament, the New Testament, all these books are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including the Quran. Why is there a difference between them? The answer, there are different books from Allah, but they are of different grade. Some is of the primary grade, some is of the middle grade, some is of the high school grade, and some book is of the PhD grade. All the prophets from Adam till the prophet before prophet, leaving aside prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, all of them were working. Just recite full salawat. Yeah, come on, salawat bar Muhammad. Yes, all the prophets, they were doing the groundwork on the mankind to elevate the mankind's mental level to a level that they should be able to understand the last message. All the knowledge that came to the mankind, how to sow the field, how to live in a family, how to behave with brothers, sisters, and all these things, how we have been created, all these things have been revealed to the prophets, and those prophets and messengers, they taught these things to the mankind. And all of them work to elevate the mental level of the mankind. Now, this prophethood is moving forward, and then when the last message comes, there's no need and requirement for any other message. Quran is found to be the last message, and there's no message after that. This is the last message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the mankind. Now there won't be any other book revealed to the mankind. So now what is needed and requirement? That as previously, what was happening? There used to be a messenger, a rasul, to whom a book used to be revealed. Then there was a sequence of anbiya who used to guide and lead the mankind according to the teachings of that book. Now, the Prophet Ibrahim has been appointed Imam so that when it time comes of the Prophet and the last message is finished, there is no message, no more message. And when it is said, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum, then people shouldn't be confused saying that where does the Imamat come from? Salawat bar Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad was a Nabi and a Rasul. Every Rasul is a Nabi also. Because the grade of a Rasul messenger who gets revelation is higher than the Nabi. And now he is also Imam. And Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum is linked with the prophethood, and the prophethood finishes. There is no more message. What is continuing now? Imamat. Leading the people and the mankind according to the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we call Imamat. And Imam from now onward will be the Khalifatullah. Please write salawat for Muhammad wa Ali. Last message, Quran, which was revealed to Prophet, to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The miracle. How is Quran a miracle? Quran is a miracle. Like we see that Hazrat Musa had a miracle What was the miracle of Hazrat Musa? Asa, staff that he used to have in his hand. What did he do with that? When he went to the court of Pharaoh and the magicians, they created small snakes from ropes. They threw the ropes and they turned into snakes. And Hazrat Musa was ordered, throw your staff. And that staff became a python. And that python ate all those snakes. And their miracle was finished. Hazrat Isa's miracle, what was that? He used to say, Qum bi iznillah, and the dead one used to rise. And the sick one used to get cured. That was a miracle. Everybody used to know that. That this is a miracle. Similarly, there was a miracle of Hazrat Saleh. What was that? The people of Hazrat Saleh, they used to worship a rock. Yeah? And Hazrat Saleh told them that don't believe in this rock. This rock can't do good or bad to you. Leave this rock. I'm sorry, I'm not feeling well today. I'm bad throat, bad cough, temperature, everything, inshallah. Please pray for me that inshallah I'll be able to make it up, but you will have to bear this cuff with me. Don't worry about that. Just pick up the words which are important. Salawat bar Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So the people came to Hazrat Saleh and said, oh Saleh, if you tell your Lord, your creator, your Allah, to create a she camel from this rock, along with a calf, not only the she camel, but a calf also. Then we will start worshipping your Lord. We'll come to the conclusion that your Lord is more powerful and he's the one, he's the real Lord of the world. Hazrat Saleh prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, okay, I'll create a she camel and a calf from this rock. And then, what the people have to do then? Yes, the people, this she camel will come and drink the water from the river one day, and next day the people will come and they will drink the water. And this she camel used to drink the whole water of the river or the pond or whatever it was. And the next day the people used to get water. But in return of drinking all this water, that she camel used to give milk which was enough and plenty for all the people of that area. Allah doesn't keep any qarz on him. Salawat pada Nabi Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allah apne upar qarz nahi rakhta. Wo oontni jo pani peeti thi uske badle mein itna doodh deti thi ke tamam logon ki zarurat ke liye kafi tha. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanun. Insaan apne rab ka na shukra hai. درست ہے آپ کو اگر بول دیا جائے کہ جناب ایک دن آپ پانی پئیں ایک دن آپ پانی نہ پئیں کراچی کے سمندر سے